book of Joshua, the second chapter, and I'll read verses 1 through 4, and I'll jump to verse 12 through 14. The Bible reads this morning, and Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country. And the woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus there came men unto me, but I wist not where they were. So in other words, you're right. They came into my house, but I don't know where they are right now. Verse 12. Now, therefore, I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness to my father's house and give me a true token. Yep. It's almost like a tick for a tack.
That's right.
I've been good to you, so you ought to be good to me.
Yeah.
And that ye will save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death. And the men answered her, our life for yours, if ye utter not this our business. And it shall be, when the Lord have given us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Supporting scripture this morning, Romans 8 and 28, very familiar passage. And we know that all things work together for good.
Yes, sir.
To them who love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. The woman took the two men and hid them and said, thus there came men unto me, but I wist not where they were. And then she says, now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show some kindness to my father's house and give me a true token. The basis of those verses, we like to use a thought or subject this morning. One good deed deserves another. One good deed deserves another. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you have a desire to serve the Lord, then God will bless you in all of your endeavors. We are so blessed at Faust Chapel to have all of our choirs that always do a good job. Hallelujah. We got a lot to be thankful for. And so we thank God for their service this morning. We thank God for you, the people of God, that have come to the house of worship one more time. There have been some good songs sang in here this morning. There are those that have given their testimonies, and all of us have a testimony this morning. Little Usher's got some new ties. Hallelujah. I thank God for people that don't just think that you come to God's house any kind of way. God bless us, and we ought to serve him like we are proud to serve him. He is worthy this morning of all of our praises, from the least to the greatest. And when you find where you are in there, the only one that can tell you that is God. Because somebody may think the least of you, but you might be greater than they'll ever be in their lives. We got to understand that even when we sit high, that don't mean that we got it all together. There are those that are beneath us that are just as good or better than we are, because they know how to have the spirit that God would have you to have. You've heard so many times people say that a lot of people treat you better in the street than church folk. And so, you know, we cannot kill where the reputation has gone. But you don't have to be what they say you are. You got to know who you are. You got to learn how to not be thin-skinned and do what you can while you can. Said in our ministers meeting on yesterday, and our president had heard from somebody that we don't do nothing. We encourage his spirit to let him know we just going to keep on doing what we're doing. A lot of times the folk that are outside looking in and say that you don't do nothing, it's just the real reality is they don't want to do anything and they don't want you bothering them about becoming a part. So you can't get discouraged or get off track because of what they say. You got to know who you are and whom you belong to. And when you know who you belong to, then you can serve God in the comforts of your home. Anywhere that you are, you can serve God. And we were taught as children to do right by one another, to respect our elders and to treat everybody the way that we want to be treated. And so this morning, very briefly, we're going to talk from the thought, one good deed deserves another. The Bible declares that we ought to be doers of his word as well as hearers. We hear it all the time. But when are we going to get on board and start to be doers of the word of God? As I reflect on last week, my prayer today is, Spirit of a mighty God, fall fresh on me, that I might be able to share God's word to his people with the power of his Holy Spirit. I found out that you can't do anything all by yourself. And when it comes to ministry, you're going to need the Lord. Because if you don't have God, you don't have nothing anyway. We are thankful that God has blessed us to be together once again. And we need to give him our all in all. Give him what we have while we have a chance. Tomorrow is not promised to us, but we do have right now. Right now, we are giving God praises. After benediction, the devil gonna meet you at the door. So you got to have yourself prayed up. And you got to know this morning that Brother Carter is saying, I know what prayer can do. Prayer can get the hellhounds off of you. Prayer can make you forget about what they say and depend on what he says. And what he says is going to work one way or another. Now, how many of you have tried to do the best you can and found yourself running into stumbling blocks? Stumbling blocks are always going to get in the way. But if you are believing and trusting that God is going to bring you through, then all you have to do is be patient. Wait on him and know that God will answer your prayer. He has blessed us all from last Sunday up until this given moment right now. So in so many ways. And it's good to be able to say thank you. There's somebody that can't speak a word, but their hearts and their spirit, God is able to know exactly where they are coming from. Don't you know that you are blessed this morning? If you are able to open up your mouth and a sound come out. You are blessed this morning if you was able to put your own clothes on this morning. Didn't nobody have to dress you. Didn't nobody have to give you a wash up. But you were able to get in the shower, the tub, all by yourself. Don't you know you got a lot to be thankful for? Whole lot of folk sometimes allow the enemy to take away their joy. But I feel like the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. And I'm not going to allow the world to take it away. I found out that even when we go through, we got to trust that God is going through with us. We're living in a time where any and everything goes. So it's hard to be the witness that we should be. A lot of times, if you put a deaf ear to those folk that don't quite understand you or those folk that's always bringing you some type of trash. Anybody ever had trash dumped on you? And you got to know trash because you got to know, try the spirit by the spirit. And if your spirit don't feel right, you don't have to believe everything somebody says, no matter who it is. We put all of our trust and all of our love in family members and in the preacher and in what folk can do. But you got to look beyond folk. You got to look beyond the pastor. You got to look to the heavens and know that all of your help comes from the Lord. You got to know that we are living in a time where God has blessed us to the degree that you don't have to wait on the preacher, the priest, or somebody to come in and pray and make amends for you. But how many of you know you can say to the Lord, I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. And then the thing, the key to all of this is learning how to forgive yourself. And after you cross that hurdle, then you got to know that you have made the enemy mad. And once you make the enemy mad, he's going to come back at you at another form or fashion. But you just got to be ready for him. You got to know how to tell the devil you is a lie. The devil will not have no place in your household. Don't allow the devil to manipulate you into forgetting where your blessings come from. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. I was glad last week to be able to go out to take communion to our people. And I hope that soon I'll be able to go out on Tuesday with our missionaries. I saw one of our nursing home patients at a funeral that made mention that she hadn't seen me in a long time. And I told her a short version of why, but I was saddened that I hadn't been able to go and do what the Lord God requires me to do. But I was happy that her mind and her memory was on point. And just to know that you have been missed. Some folk, they talk that noise, but they don't care whether you come and see them or not. They just want something to talk about. And then there are some folk that you need to go see, but they have an understanding that you can't get everywhere at all times. And there are times when you just cannot do it. I've learned to do what I can while I can and when I can and trust the power of God. Individuals, especially some of my family members and especially some of these church folk up in here, reminds me, stop hugging everybody. Stop letting everybody kiss all over you. That's hard to do sometimes. You got to know that when you are a servant of the Most High God, there is a lot to be expected. But don't allow the people to put you so high on a pedestal that you forget that you are flesh just like their flesh. You fall short just like anybody else would fall short. The enemy has no respect of persons just like God. He'll try anybody. And if he can't get through to you, he start messing with your family members. Because he knows that they're close to your heart. And any kind of way that he can get you off track, that's what he's going to do. But I'm here to tell the devil he's a lie this morning. Anybody going to trust the power of your loving God? We need to do what we can for our loved ones while we can. For we just don't know what may happen from one day to the next. It's good this morning to see the bright sunshine. But as you stepped out of the house, it's not as warm as it looked like from the inside. God has blessed us with seasons. And so we have to appreciate the fall, the winter, the spring, and the summer. And we have this thing of, I like the winter better, I like the summer better. That's your own individual prerogative. But one thing about it, you can't change none of it. God has the power that he could allow winter to be here all year long. If he did, it scares some of us believers. Because we begin to think, well, time is surely coming to an end. Some of us got to be scared to come to the altar. Some of us got to be down and out. And God have to allow something to happen in your life that you remember who he is and what he is all about. But briefly today, I want to talk about the importance of doing good. You see, it's not so much as what you say, but what you do. We got a whole lot of folk with good lip service. Got a whole lot of folk that told you they'd be there, that they got your back. But how many of you ever had to a need from them, and then they come up with one excuse after another? If you got one that every time you turn around, they're in your face, then your mindset is, here she come again. Or here he come again. Sometimes you'll cut them off from right there on the spot. I don't have time for the long story of what you need, what you want. You deal with any folk like that. So you ain't got to have a whole lot for somebody to ask you for something. Sometimes folk think you got it just because you look like you got it. Sometimes you have it, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you give, sometimes you won't. But you got to trust that you are doing the right thing. Because if you do good to somebody else, that individual may not be able to repay you, but God will bless you in your giving, even by someone else. So for that, we tell God, thank you anyway. Let us never forget the golden rule where Jesus tells us in St. Matthew 7 and 12, therefore all things, whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them, for this is the law and the prophets. So Jesus is telling us this morning, if you want somebody to treat you right, you got to learn how to treat folk right. If you want respect from somebody, then you got to give respect. You got to understand that you're going to reap what you sow. So therefore, whatsoever ye would, that so, in other words, Jesus is saying, whatever I expect Daryl to do for me, I ought to be willing to do it for him. But a lot of times we are all about self. Any of us got any of them selfish folk in our life? It's always what I need. It's always what I want. I'm the only one that always got a problem. Anybody wants sometime to have somebody, just shut your mouth and listen to me for a change. Every one of us got some issues this morning. And the only way to work those issues out is by the power of prayer and the power of the Holy Spirit. I was so excited about that message last week that it just will not leave me. Because I want to be intoxicated by the Spirit of a mighty God. And then I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that no weapon formed against us is able to prosper. No matter what the enemy throw your way, God will allow a way to escape every temptation. But you got to learn how to watch. You got to learn how to make that detour. You got to learn that when you see the devil coming, the Bible declares, resist the devil. And he will flee from you. Some of the folk that you've been tied up with, you got to let them alone. And then some of the folk that you've allowed to slip through the crack, you got to see if you can get them back, because there are some folk that got your best interest at heart. Sometimes we just don't know because they may not be as outspoken. They may not be those. And one thing that's going to tie into our message today is that when you do good for somebody, don't run your mouth about it. Our text is telling us from when I get there, I'm going to get there just in a minute, but Rahab was instructed, even though she had the insight, to know that if I do this for you, then I need you to do this for me. But then the reply comes back that we will do good towards you if you utter not any of our business. Stop sharing other folk business with everybody. Everything is not for you to know. We are commanded to love one another as he has loved us. That's why we must be mindful that we shall all reap what we sow. I like what Paul says concerning the purpose of God. For God has told us through his word, and he has called us to a particular purpose. There is something that we all can do. We got to understand that your purpose and my purpose may be different. There are many of us that God has blessed and you have a purpose, but you don't even know what it is. You got to open yourself up to be receptive to what God would have you to do. God may just want you to be that person that always keep a smile on your face. Even when you're going through, you see a smile. Because you help encourage somebody that know that you're going through, that you can smile even during your rough times. Am I talking to anybody in here that have ever had some trouble in your life, but yet you still maintain your dignity and your integrity, and you allow God to be God in your life? You see, you got some folk that they want you to look down. They want you to act down. They want you to be depressed because you don't have all the material things that you want. But if you got everything that you need, then you still got a reason to tell your God thank you. Romans 8 and 28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. So, whatever situation you have in life, it will all work itself together for your good. If you are a positive thinking person, then even when trouble comes, even when the dark clouds surround you, you begin to look at the good part of it and don't meditate and allow the bad part to override your mindset. When you fall down, you ought to be able to get back up and say, I'm going to still be all right.
That's right.
When somebody call you anything but a child of God, you got to learn how to discredit what they say and know exactly who you are. How many of you know who you are this morning? And that you do have a purpose. That you are blessed by the best. And because you are blessed, that those that things will work together for their good is those that, first of all, love God. You don't love God, you can't love nobody else. And to them who are the called, so God does the calling. And it says, according to his purpose. It's not what your neighbor thinks. Your neighbor may think that you don't deserve to have anything. There are some folk that hate on you because you got a better car than they got, or you live in a bigger house than they have, and you are the one that seems like you always dressed up.
That's right. That's right.
But then there's somebody that you might see that might be raggedy, but they got the best heart in the world. They'll give you the clothes off their back. They'll give you the half of the last dollar that they got. And if the need is great enough, there are some that will give you their last dollar because they trust and believe that if I do this, God is still going to bless me somehow, some way.
Right.
Hallelujah to the name Jesus. So God knows that we are faced with all of these many different things. And his love for us, he makes all things work for our spiritual good and ultimate salvation. To those who respond to him in love. Now, this statement is a totally different message. But the Bible declared that how can you say you love me who you've never seen and you can't treat your brother right who you see every day? So if you learn how to do good to anybody and everybody and not have respect of persons, do know that God will bless you in return. Nothing should be able to hurt us so deeply that we forget that God cannot turn it around. Anybody had God to turn around some things in your life? I was going through, but God. And there are times when I found out that there can't nobody do you quite like Jesus. And sometimes when that unexpected blessing come your way. And you didn't know it was coming, but God just blessed you in a way that all of a sudden you say, won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
He will.
If he did it for me, he'll do it for you. He did it for mom and them, so he's doing it for us. We have folk in here that got some of that good blood in them. Living a long time. I talk about it all the time because you are such an inspiration to me. To see you be down and bounce right back up. Giving your God praise. Coming to the house of God despite the fact that your body may be in pain. But you come on anyhow. I'm talking to anybody in here. Realize that there are times when you got to forget about your physical condition and work on your spiritual situation. You're working on that part of it. Everything is going to be all right.
Yes.
When we move and ask God to order our steps, that we may be able to see and do the work that he has for us. When the enemy plot evil against us, God has a way of interceding and making things turn around for our good. You ever heard, and I'm sure you have, because we often hear it said that the devil thought he had me, but I got away. Anybody got out of the snares of the devil? Anybody got to a place in your spiritual walk that every little rock that's thrown your way don't hinder you from keep on keeping on? Anybody got the mindset, I'm going to press toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. No matter how weak I get, if I got to crawl in, I'm going to crawl in. If I got to come in on a cane, I'm going to take my cane. If I got to walk in on a walker, I'm going to walk in on the walker. Even if I got to have somebody to pick me up, I'm willing to go. Whew. In our text this morning, we see a good example of one that might be least expected to do a good deed and have it returned for the safety of her family. All of us, most of our children are next door, so all of us know what a harlot is. Night woman. Loose woman. So paint this picture in your mind. Joshua the king, the son of Nun, sent two men to spy secretly. Say, go into that land. View the land. Even Jericho. They went and they came into a harlot's house. And that harlot's name was Rahab. And they lodged there. Now, you would think, why would God send these men into this land? And then, knowing that Rahab was unholy, tell them to go to her house. There had to be many other houses that they could have went in. But now, Rahab, her house had a lot of traffic anyway. So it wasn't unusual to see strange men going in and out of Rahab's house. Have any Rahabs in here? Don't answer. But God knows you, who you are, what you're all about, and what you do in your life. But these men were obedient. It was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country. So, some way or another, they got the word. You know, we get the word around when we hear somebody that came in town or somebody's in the midst that you just don't know. And isn't it amazing how we always want to know who that is? Sometimes it's not your business, most of the time. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, and said, bring forth those men that came to thee, that entered into thy house, and they come to search out the country. So they were spying to see. Joshua wanted to know, what's the conversation in the land? What are they plotting? What weapons do they have? What are they thinking about? Where is their mindset? And be careful, because he said, do it secretly. So sometimes you got to go in and you got to look, watch, and listen and keep your mouth shut and wait till God say, do what he sent you to do. So now, in verse 4, the woman took the two men, hid them on her rooftop. And she told a lie to the king. I don't know where they at. So now Rahab had enough God on the inside of her flesh that she realized that I'm breaking the law lying to the king, but I'm telling this lie for a greater purpose. Are you with me? So Rahab realized that what I got to do is that these men are some way or another going to be a blessing unto me. And she just didn't think in her mind or take it for granted what they were going to do. But she was precise in what she needed them to do. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. But this is how I want you to scratch mine. It came to pass about that time of the shutting of the gate. It got dark and the men went out. Whether the men went out, I don't know. Pursue after them quickly, for ye shall overtake them. So what Rahab did was she put them on the wrong track. She knew all the time that they were up on the rooftop. But she said that they went and got outside the gate. So you better hurry up so you can catch up with them. I watch a lot of cowboy pictures. Maybe the thought was that you better get out there before the tracks get gone.
That's right.
But she brought them up to the roof of the house, hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. God has a way. This is a way that we can say that God is a mysterious worker. Because he worked through a harlot to get the thing that he needed to have done, and it was done sufficiently. The men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords, and as soon as they pursued after them and they were gone out, they shut the gate. So the men got outside the gate. And when they got outside the gate, before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And said unto them, men, I know that the Lord is going to give you the land, and that your terror is falling upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. We've heard how you went into some of our neighboring cities and you took everything away. So we don't want to fall in that position where we're going to die. We heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea just because he loved you. See, when you talk about the good thing that God has done, it'll make somebody remember that the God that I serve, he's able to heal. He's able to raise from the dead. He's able to give life back. He's able to do whatever you need him to do. We heard it. We've seen it. Now that we're experiencing it for ourselves. The Bible declares, they had heard all of these things. Then it said that the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of the Jordan, you utterly destroyed them. And as soon as we had heard these things, Rahab says, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man, because of you. For the Lord your God, he is a God in heaven above and in the earth beneath. So now, Rahab may have had a swinging door, but she heard what the Lord could do. She remembered what God is doing. And then she remembered that God blesses these people in a special kind of way. Think about it. If God loved you so much and you are running for your life, you get to the riverbank and the river is high so you don't have no way to get across. And the enemy is right there behind you. But you serve a God that's not only in the heaven, but right down there on the earth with you, that realize that I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to split the water. allow you to walk across on dry ground. What kind of God is that? Whew. You that can't serve that God, if that miraculous thing that happened don't scare you into submission, then you ought to die and go to hell. Rahab. Remember all of those things. But then Rahab realized, I need your help. Now, I pray to you, swear unto me, make me a promise, Lord, that since I've shown kindness to you, I need you to show that same kindness to my father's house. I want you to give me a true token. I don't want you to promise me silver and gold. I don't want you to give me false hope. I want to know that whatever I need you to do, I'll keep my big mouth shut. If when trouble comes and you overtake the land, that you hear what thus said the Lord. You got to know when you ask God to do something that it's already done. Anybody able this morning to believe that what you need from the Lord, it's already done. Whatever you've asked God to do, God has already made provisions. I'm so glad to know that when I leave this old world, that God has another building. A building that is not made by man's hands. So I'm going to trust the power of a loving God. I'm going to call on God while I have a chance.